Okay, we'll pray and we'll jump into this. Father Yahweh, we glorify you as always. And we just thank you for your presence. We seek wisdom on today. And we bless you in advance for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for the plan that you have for each one of us, that you're perfecting us so that we can carry out that plan. And we just honor you for all that you do. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. Things here. I want to deal with. Basically, this is kind of like a informative service on today, and there are just some things that we'll deal with accordingly, and I just kind of want to lay a foundation for it. We've dealt with it before, but I just want to specifically concentrate on it. Matthew 7 says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Now, first thing, a person will say is, because verse 1 says, judge not, then we take that as information that tells us not to. That's the first thing we come to a conclusion on, and you take people that will run with that from that point on. You're not supposed to judge people. Don't judge me. And different things, I have people. I leave it up to God to judge. Well, so we have to understand it within its contextual meaning. And verse 3, 4, and 5 really brings it home, Joshua. Really brings it home. In reference to the proper method by which we are to do this, and it shows us the improper method by which we do it. So verse 1, he starts out saying, our Savior starts out saying, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge. And so when we look at the word judge, it's krino, which means to distinguish. I like favorite words. It says decide, but I like the word to try, condemn, punish. Is that coming from something? Yeah. I thought I heard something coming from the mic. Okay. Huh? Okay, and so. And so it means to try. It means to try. It also means the.
Stop, boy. Go sit down. Go sit down.
And so it means to try, condemn. And I like the word, judge. It means calling questions. So the three that I use as I wrote on this, I put to try, condemn, I put call the question. So when you put these words in here, you start seeing the true meaning of what he's saying here. It says, in other words, call the question, try a person, don't call the question. Don't try a person that puts you in or us in the position whereby we are called to question and tried or condemned. Don't condemn someone that you be not condemned, because it lets us know that the thing that we need to understand is when we do this, we have to have an understanding that the method by which we do it, we're going to be judged by that same method. And so our approach is, he's not going to do this. And so our approach is, okay, when you do it, you don't do it in a way to where we don't do it in a way to where we don't consider ourselves in doing it. Because however the way we handle this is the way we're going to be handled. That's the thing. So he's saying, so he starts out explaining it from the negative perspective. So he deals with, we have to understand that he's dealing with a nation of people. He's talking to the nation of Israel. Okay? And so he's dealing with a people that has a certain mindset, that has an outlook on things from a perspective of we're Israel and you're dogs. Thus, verse 6, give not that which is holy unto dogs. So you're looking at a mindset of a people who understand that we have a certain status. There's a certain prestige that go along with us as a nation, and so Christ is dealing with this from a manner of understanding the mentality of people. Now, when we look at the word judge, that's why people get so defensive about the word. I love to be judged. I always tell a person, I say, why don't you honestly judge yourself? When you honestly judge yourself, then you now are in the position where you can be honest in judging somebody else. But if we feel like we have no possibilities of having any issues whatsoever, then we'll look at everybody else from a critical perspective, because we, you know, it's big us and little them, so to speak. So he tells us in verse 1, he said, first of all, you got to understand, judge not lest you be judged. Don't condemn, because you can be condemned. For with judgment, when you look at the word judgment in verse 2, for with judgment, it says krima, a decision. What decision, what the effect, okay, a decision of, it says, of being what damnation. For with what damnation, see, if people understood the word damnation instead of judgment, for what damnation ye judge, it lets us know that a person has a certain mindset, and when they come across to try this individual, it is from a perspective of condemning them, damning them, you know, I'm going to destroy you. That's the mindset of this judge. So he says, for with judgment ye judge, for with the way we condemn, ye shall be judged. So when you look at the way we condemn to try somebody, when we condemn somebody as we try, that's why you see judgment ye judge, because his word condemn. When we condemn a person in trying them, or to decree, to call in question. When we call in question somebody from a condemnation perspective, then y'all say it's coming back. That's what this is about. So when a person starts out in verse 1, their mindset is, okay, you're not supposed to judge anybody, because in reality, they're more concerned about the approach of verse 1 is from a selfish mindset. We're not supposed to judge anybody, because in reality, an individual is saying, don't judge me. That's why you hear Christians say it all the time. You're not supposed to judge. Because it, when a person say you're not supposed to judge, then in reality, there's something going on that they want to keep in the closet. But my mindset always been, honestly judge. Judge with honesty. I honestly judge myself. So before I start to examine somebody else's situation, first thing I do is start dealing with me. Okay, Lon, you caught up into you? Are you seeing something? Are you seeing something that you're not seeing? Have you come to conclusions about something that is really not the reality? What is going on with you, Lon, first? And when you deal with you, and so I say it from my perspective. What I normally do is when I judge a circumstance, when I call into question a circumstance, first thing I do is sit down and say, okay, y'all, deal with me. There may be something that I'm not seeing. Something may be wrong with my perspective on some things. So y'all deal with me first. And once I'm now in the position where he can slide in on my mind and say, yeah, you missed that one. Or, no, everything is good. Now I know I'm seeing clearly now because there's not something going on with me that has me blinded as we get down to these other verses. When I condemn somebody without having a clear perspective on that condemnation, calling in things I'm calling into question, when I'm condemning without seeing clearly, then the scripture points out that there's something wrong with my eyesight. Judge not, that ye be not judged, for with what damnation ye call in the question, from not seeing clearly. Ye shall be called in the question. Okay? And with what measure ye meet, how you dish it out, how we dish it out, it shall be measured to you again. Y'all said when it comes down to judgment, nobody gets away with it if it's done wrong. If it's done from a condemnation perspective, with the individual not seeing clearly, not understanding fully what was before them, y'all said, guess what? It's coming back. That's why when he get into verse 3, he said, why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? Condemnation. But consider not the beam that is in thine own eye. That's why I always say, y'all deal with me first before I start dealing with some things that I see that need to be called into question. Deal with me first, y'all. Show me first. Because if I don't do that, now I'm completely blind. There's a big old stick in my eye, and I'm coming to you saying, let me get that little speck out of your eye. I'm condemning you. People who have a damnation mentality, they get petty about the minutest things. Mote. Let's look at the word mote. When you look at the mote, it says dry twig, a straw. People who have a condemnation, judgmental attitude, they pick out the little minutest thing and make it something big. And so what Yah says, he said, now before we make the minutest thing something overblown and we completely, condemn or damn that person, he said, first of all, sit back and consider. There's something in your eye. There's something in your eye. First, there's a first thing first. First, now, verse 5, he says, thou hypocrite. Now, when we do this, the first thing Yah calls us is hypocritical. He says we acting dissimilar, stage player. Y'all said, well, our mindset is to take a circumstance, the little smallest minute thing, and make it something big. Y'all said, we plan. We acted. He says we're a hypocrite. As we go even further in the definition, it says on the false part. Pretend. Y'all said we're speaking falsely when we make little issues out of big issues because we're not seeing clearly. Anytime we don't see clearly, we're on the false pretension. That's why it's vitally important for us to do it. Very few people are actually qualified to do this. Now, when I say very few, I'm not saying, I'm just saying when you look at people as a whole, that's why the mindset has always been, well, you're not supposed to judge. Well, maybe you're not supposed to judge because of the method by which, you know, it's done. It's always a condemnation kind of mentality. He says, thou hypocrite, verse 5, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall I see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. People who are commissioned by the leading of the Spirit of Yah to judge, they have to be somebody that can see clear by the leading of the Spirit of Yah. That's why I said very few people qualify to call in the question. Very few people qualified to discern. Let's just look at these words again as far as judge is concerned. Very few people are qualified to distinguish, to decide. You even have people who are in position from a perspective of court systems and things like that are not qualified to do their job because their approach is always to just win at all costs. It's not about truth, it's about winning. And a lot of people have won cases, but then win it from the perspective of Yah, because they judge from a condemnation point of view, and it was something that they did in order to damn somebody, all for the sake of winning. Y'all say that person is not even qualified. Anyone who sits in the seat of a judge, who sits in the seat of an attorney, who sits in the seat of all these things whereby they're able to make a judgment call, y'all say if they can't see clearly, they shouldn't be in that position. A police officer shouldn't be in a position to have the authority to keep things in order if he can't judge correctly. Pastor shouldn't be in a position. People who have authority to now pronounce sentences on someone shouldn't be in that position if they're not wise enough to see clearly. And that's what the problem is. When you look at even the state of our country, when you look at the state of our country, you can tell how bad it is, how bad the state of our country is based upon the leadership that we have for our country. When you look at the leadership that we have for our country, there are very few people in those leadership positions that know how to judge. You have the blind leading the blind. And so they can't make just decisions. They're always making decisions based upon a condemnation perspective. So in order for you to win the White House, you got to condemn one another. Can't nobody just win it based upon just honestly judging themselves and put it in a perspective where they can honestly judge everything else. We're in a terrible state, you know, as far as the world is concerned, because you have a bunch of leaders who are not qualified to judge. Can you tell me that? No. No, okay. I felt you ready to jump out there, but I also felt you were holding back too, so that's why I just decided to ask. You know, I always stop me when you got something as soon as you have it, because I can always pick back up. Now, and so as we look at this, it says again, thou hypocrite, first. That's why I put in the first things first. The writer, first things first, sweep around our own front door. That's just a little cliche of saying, make sure that we're in the position where Yah is dealing with us and we can see clearly. We can see clearly. It's vitally important that we all see, that we all see clearly. I'm gonna pull John 7 up beside it. You ready now?
Well, you kind of touched on it. I remember, but you touched on it when it came to like the police and stuff like that.
I mean, elaborate on it some more. I mean, we want to drag everything out that we can get.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think it's interesting because I know I was telling you, but not everybody else, that I have been watching some videos of how police operate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're enforcing laws that they don't even know the laws themselves, right? Right. So you see instances of people who know the law better than an officer. And what it boils down to in a lot of scenarios is, it's not about enforcing the law, it's about what you said. It's about me being right.
Right.
And how dare you show me up, and I'm an officer, but your job, officer, is to execute the law. You can't put your personal opinion into
right.
your job of executing the law. If it's not a law, right. you can't enforce it.
Right. That is the same way across the board, again, as far as pastors are concerned, as far as judges are concerned, as far as attorneys are concerned, anybody who is in a position whereby they can pronounce a sentence or call into question, they are someone who should understand that they can't make the decision according to, as we're going to look at the verse, appearance. John 7, verse 24 says, judge not according to appearance. Let's look at the word appearance now. Judge not according to appearance, sight, visage, and external show. I'm Mr. Police Officer. You're supposed to obey the law. And since I feel like you now offended me, I'm going to have to go to town to say all this other stuff. Get out of the car. Do this. Do that. And you know, we have a good relationship with police officers. But I'm just telling you some experiences that people have had. Same way as far as a city council person is concerned. I get mad, and since I got mad, I'm not seeing clearly now. Now I want to try to hinder a project that's positive for the community, all because now my countenance has been affected. So I'm judging based upon my face or my visage or my sight. And since my sight is not pleased, what I perceive is not pleased, then now I'm going to make a decision about everybody's life according to how I feel.
And I think the opposite end of that spectrum is where you try to make everything devoid of judgment at all, with the example of being zero tolerance, where you don't use any judgment, and a little boy bring a toy gun to school, and now he expelled because it's zero tolerance.
Perfect example.
So, you ain't making no judgment, but at the same time, anybody with some sense should be able to judge that, okay, this ain't the same as bringing a real gun.
Exactly. But because there is no righteous judgment in place, but only judging based upon the visual, what is in place without having the wisdom to be able to see clear, this is a toy. Why would I send a baby home because of a toy? I understand there are things that's in place, but we have to be wise enough to say, look here, I'm not going to send you home for this toy, but you can't bring it up here again. Because when we see wise, we're able to give them understanding. No, it got to be that way across the board, whether it's a tall one or a real one, because nobody knows a tall one or a real one. Well, wisdom knows some things. Wisdom can lead us to see some things. I've encountered a lot of kids with toys, and the majority of them I could tell they were toys. You know, it's just things that should be done from a perspective of being able to judge righteously. I know I can do this here, these things in place, but I'm going to make a decision according to righteousness. Not just according to policy. Policy should always be made with the perspective of righteousness associated with it. Because any law that is not in line with righteousness is not a law at all. It's just a rule or a regulation that someone who can't see clearly has put in place and used it as a loophole to get around it anytime they want to. Anything that's put in place in righteousness always stands. But anything you can lose for a loophole, that's no law at all.
No, I'm glad you said that. I mean, even from the context of some of the things we've been dealing with, mm-hmm. where you an enforcer of laws, but you'll take that same law and create loopholes for yourself, or break it yourself,
right.
when it suits you,
right.
and enforce it
right.
for everybody else.
Right, everybody else have to stop at the stop sign, but you know, I'm just going to run the stop sign.
Because I'm the judge.
Exactly.
I just run.
I'm going to pull up at the red light, and I'm going to turn my signal light, you know, my headlights on, and I'm going to just drive through, although there's no emergency. When these things like this happen, you have people who are in those positions that is not qualified to be a just judge. That's why John 7 to the right of the screen, verse 24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgments. Judge not according to the appearance. Judge, same meaning. Don't condemn, don't try. Okay? Don't call into question because it just looked like it's a certain way. We got to do it righteously. When you look at righteous, it says judge righteous. In other words, equitable, innocent, holy, righteous, just. So when I sit down and judge, or we sit down and judge, whether we are police officers, whereby we're pastors, whereby we're judges and attorneys and all these other things, city officials, whatever way you want to put it. When we sit down and look at something, the bottom line should be, is this innocent? Is this right?
Can you make that assessment without
It's possible, but when you look at the mindset of mankind, I put it this way. It is possible, but it's never consistent. In order for us to be consistent with righteous judgment, we have to be led by Yah. You know, everybody can make a right decision at one time or another, but the consistency requires us to be accountable to something, something obviously Yah, who is greater than we are, that is the judge that can hold us accountable for every decision that we make.
Or even influence us into things that we can't see or comprehend.
There you go. An unrighteous judge will make a righteous decision depending on, upon who is in front of them. You know, if that's my friend's son, then I'll make a righteous decision. Or wicked, but I'll make a righteous decision. But if that's somebody else's son, then I'm not concerned about a righteous decision. I'm just concerned about a conviction. That's my bottom line. And so that's why I said sometime a person who not led by the Spirit of Yah will make decisions righteously in certain circumstances, but in order for us to do it on a consistent basis at all times, we got to be led by the Spirit of Yah in order to make righteous judgment. Because when we do that, we're not going to make the judgment according to what just the evidence.
So is that scenario what Yah desires for the children of Israel as a nation?
Of course. Let me show you. Let's follow the perfect example. Our Savior. I'll just read verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of Yah shall rest upon him. This is talking about Christ. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah. And to make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yah. And he shall not judge after sight of his eye. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. And reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteous shall be the girl, and righteous shall be the girl of his loins, and faithfulness the girl of his reign. So when you look at it, he is the standard by which all of us, both Jew and Gentile, has to follow. He sees things, he does things, not by what he heard or not by what he sees, but he judges because he's led by his Father, he's led by the Spirit to make those just and right decisions. A lot of scripture says, you know, be swift to hear, slow to speak. Because in doing so, we're taking the time to allow the Spirit of Yah to deal with us so that we can, when we speak, we're making just decisions. We can't make righteous decisions if we respond to everything we hear. Slow down sometimes. Sometimes I'm having conversations, I pause for a minute and wait. Okay, y'all, show me. Okay. And so these things are important. Again, verse 5 says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Verse 24, judge not according to appearance. Why? The beam in our eye, we're not seeing right, and we're judging not according to appearance. So I got this beam in my eye here. I'm sitting up and looking at Alan trying to see if something is wrong with his face. And I can't even see clearly. I'm like, yep, something wrong with his face, y'all. Nothing wrong with it, but because I got this my hand over my eye and I barely can see, I'm making all kinds of damnations on it. Yep, he got problems. Yeah, he got plenty of problems, y'all. Yeah, I saw it. But I'm not seeing clearly. And I'm making all these calling the questions by me not being able to see clearly. Got to learn how to see clearly. Now, I said that in order to say this. Y'all know the things that we've been dealing with from the property in Honey Grove. I received a letter, the first of three, from Fannin County Appraisal District, basically saying that we were, they had made an error in giving us our tax exempt status. Well, I responded in a certified letter, basically telling them that they had made an error in saying that was an error. Sent all the documentation because, you know, this was done to us 10 years ago when we first took possession of the property. They tried to get us for taxes on it, send us a bill for about 30 grand, something like that. Guy decided that I was talking to at the time, he decided that he was going to educate me on everything that we needed in order to qualify for a tax exempted to get those taxes taken off. And because of what I just mentioned, y'all was like, okay, Be swift to hear, slow to speak. So I let this guy go on for about 15 minutes, telling me all the documents that we needed. When he finished, I said, you have a fax machine? He was like, well, Mr. Boss, we have a fax machine. I said, everything you just mentioned, I can send it to you within the next 5 minutes. Well, okay then. Send him the information. Hadn't heard anything about any kind of tax stuff for 10 years. Well, we get this letter again saying that they made an error. I responded with documentation to show that they were in error because I'm seeing clearly. They were in error saying that we were in error. Well, they went to the next phase of it because there's a motive. I'm going to tell you what the motive is. So they went to the next phase of it. and requested that we fill out an application again, which by law they can do that, just to see if our status is still the same. So we filled it out again, showed that our status was still the same. Third letter comes in, said that we had protested, and since we had protested, they wanted to set up a review meeting about our tax exempt status. First of all, I didn't protest anything. I'm just responding to things that you sent to us. Well, when we sent documentation this third time, all of ours was certified, but none of theirs was certified. Because in reality, when you know that, you know, I have a saying that, you know, when you tell the truth, truth gonna stand. It stand today or it'll be standing 10 years from now. But when you got a lie, you need some time. And when you get caught up in the corner with that lie, you need some time to make up another lie. A person can't just keep, very few people can do it, but if you keep going at them, they're going to run into a wall. A lie always hit a brick wall. I don't care how good you can tell it. I don't care how good you rehearse it. A lie, you're going to stumble. We're going to stumble when we lie.
Ask the right questions.
It's gonna crumble. All that false stuff has been built is gonna crumble down. So when they asked for this meeting, we set it up. My coach was going down there with me, and so we set up the meeting. And the woman called me on a Monday. The meeting was on a Tuesday. She called me that Monday and said, "Can we reschedule the meeting?" Well, first of all, I know that. I can hold her. I know that I could have held her to that meeting on tomorrow. But y'all said, he said, tell her, yeah, you can let her reschedule it. She said, cause I got to be honest with you, I'm not prepared. No, you was expecting to get up and lie, and since you realized that there's too much truth in comparison to your lie, you're not prepared. You need to gather some more lies, cause that one lie ain't gonna work in this meeting. But that's what happens when the perspective is to please Yah and not to come across as a damnation mentality toward them. We just responding, we seeing clearly, and we responding according to how clearly we see it, because we're not trying to condemn you, we're not trying to put you down, we just want right to be done. And since you're saying this is the case, we're showing you everything that is right to show you that that's not the case. We're not prepared. I'm just not ready. Okay, ma'am, take all the time you need. Because I know whatever time you need and you gather the information that you gather, we coming down there honestly judging the circumstance. And since we're honestly judging the circumstance, we're seeing clearly. And so the Spirit of Yah is going to slide in on your mind. So he said, don't even be concerned about what you're going to say in that hour. Because in that hour, I'm going to give you what to say. So they can never get prepared. So, gets a phone call yesterday from, I don't want to call her name, lady who once upon a time we had put the building up for sale, and I didn't know Mama Coase was in real estate at the time, and so I went through my old real estate agent, you know, I've been knowing for 30 years, bought two houses through her and things like that, and so contacted her. Well, the time frame had passed by, and so the contract we had done had expired and all that. So she called me and she was like, Lon, she said, my boss told me to ask you if we could put the property on the market again. She said, some people have interest in, and she said, from what I'm understanding from her, it's like there's some people got really, you know, some strong interest in the property. We may be able to do something with it this time. I said, nah, I'm not interested. We don't want to do it. You know, because my mindset at this time was like, okay, if we're going to put it on up for sale, I'm going to list it, you know. And so I was like, no, we don't want to do it. And so a few months went by, maybe almost a year. She called yesterday and said, there are some people who has been calling for about a month and a half now, emailing and phone calling, saying that they wanna rent out the school for a movie. Now, because we didn't judge, we didn't condemn in wickedness, everything come full circle now. Oh, so these people are using the Fannin County Appraisal District to try to get us for taxes in hopes that we won't pay those taxes so they can scoop right in and get the building just in time enough for this movie. It's a money thing. And everything started to make sense because what the woman said to me after she said that she wasn't prepared, she said, you know what? She said, we gonna work with you on getting this resolved. Because now I'm seeing clearly, I'm not judging, from a perspective of condemnation with a beam in my eye, because I'm seeing clearly now, when she said work with you, y'all immediately said they're going to come back to you and they're going to try to negotiate something because they realize that they don't have no law to stand on to condemn. They're going to realize they don't have no law to condemn. And since they don't have no law to condemn, they don't have nothing that they can make or give the appearance to accomplish their goal. They're going to have to back off. And so now that's the reason why they're calling the real estate agents. They're trying to go around us because they like, if we go to him now, he's going to know. Well, we already know. So we're going to try to get the real estate company to get them back in the bed so that we can negotiate through the real estate company, because if we go back, he's going to put it together that Fannin County Appraisal District, City of Honey Grove, and all these folks involved, council members, and everybody who's anybody, police department, all of them are in cahoots to try to figure out how to take something from us through condemnation because they don't see clearly. And when they don't see clearly, they constantly making mistakes. Which is it? Are you saying we never had tax exempt? Oh, they covered that one, so let's come with something else. Let's make them do another application, because maybe their paperwork is not in yet together. Oh, wait a minute, their paperwork is together. Let's say they protested, so we're going to have a meeting with them. Because now we're trying to figure out how to get them and how we negotiate with them at the same time. Because we realize this is not working. That's what takes place when a person judge with a beam in their eye. When they judge with a beam in their eye, they have all their perfect ducks in a row according to appearance. And as Elder point out, one truth in that situation is going to unravel the whole thing. Why? Because we approach it from a standpoint of we're judging, seeing clearly. And when you judge, seeing clearly, you're able to see everything or anything they can do, have done, or will try to do. We're always a step ahead. Gonna always be a step ahead. Why? Because we're not condemning them unjustly. We're saying all we want is what's right. If you wanna do a movie on our property, sit down and talk with us about it. Don't swoop in, Jason, and try to enlarge yourself and take something. Because this is a different situation now. You're dealing with awakened Israel, and you can't walk up in there and take what belongs to Israel that's awoke. Yeah.
Question. With the movie theater, they already got in Honey Grove.
No, not a movie theater.
They want to make a movie.
Oh.
So they just saying, we're going to come in here and take the property, and we're just going to make the move and make the money. City Hall is in on it. Fannin County Appraisal District is in on it. All these different city council people, and all these folks are in on it. And there's a precious sister that we all love that's sitting at the crossroads right now. Because she's been pulled into that. She understands what's going on. And she wanted to tell me, but then she's caught in the dilemma. She's at the crossroad. And how she handles it is going to determine how y'all handle her. I love her. But she's at the crossroad right now. And so now, I almost called her name, man. Real estate lady gives me the phone number. I call the person who's been blowing her phone number up, her phone up, and also emailing her like crazy. Now I haven't heard anything from them because they said they know. They know what we doing. They know what our motive is. Everything is crystal clear. So I'm just gonna sit back and see how they gonna come at us at this point. And if they want to sit up another meeting, I may just take me somebody from the news down there to that meeting. And see if, you know, Fox 4 News or somebody want to report that what's going on down there. They've been doing it for a long time. It's just that they had run into someone. They had run into people who can see clearly. They've always run into people that had beams in their own eyes and mindset of judge not. Afraid to look at the circumstance and call it for what it is because of the mentality of always condemning everybody else. See, all those folks down there, and I say all as a general term because there's some good people down there. So I'm just saying all as a general term. An idiom or just a cliche. All those folks down there are used to condemning and judging one another. So they can't see clear on how to deal with people when they come at them to condemn and judge them. But because we see clearly, we're a different beast to deal with. Because y'all shows would need to be done and what need to be said in order to deal with people who are approaching us that has a beam in their eye. Not seeing clear on what they're doing. And they think they fighting us, but don't realize they fighting y'all. And so that's why we're succeeding. Y'all told me, he said, after this, they'll never mess with you again. He said to me, you said it, Elder. Y'all is putting a hook in their jaw and drawing them in to be judged. Y'all said, they going to see me down now. They going to know that I'm God after this. He said, I'm going to use this incident to let them know I am God. You can't take nothing that I gave. The Dallas found out the same thing. Let's just bag on because we cannot. Every time we try to condemn, they see clearly and stand up in righteousness, and we have to go find another hole to dig down in and try to find some more information.
They get exposed.
There you go. And they got exposed for everything that they were doing. Just like these people are getting exposed for everything they're doing. Yah is got us in the business of exposing through righteous judgment. So, you know, that's where we are, and we're in a wonderful position because Yah lead and guide us to deal with understandings like this so that we can keep walking in the path that we're walking in. We something to deal with here on earth. Yah decreed it so. I don't know if all of you had a chance to see the video that, you know, I went to that this past Saturday, met with the African Israelites, and Yah's doing some things. I was sitting up in there, and Yah said, you know, here you had about, you know, 2,000 people, man. And I'm sitting there, and Yah said, there are sheep without a shepherd. Now, there were leaders at the table, but Yah said, there are sheep without a shepherd. He said, they don't know their king is in the audience. He's but in time they will. King is just nothing but a shepherd. That's all. And so these things are happening. Y'all have to realize that y'all are in the position to aid in all the things that's going on. Y'all have wonderful callings on your life. Y'all is doing some wonderful things. And he's going to continue to do so. All we have to do is stay committed stay committed to the vision. Y'all been doing good. Stay committed to the vision. Stay faithful. And trust me, it's going to come a day when all the things that we've committed to and stayed faithful to doing, we're gonna reap the benefits from our faithfulness. Y'all is not going to let our faithfulness outdo his. So we got a lot of wonderful things that's going to happen to us as a ministry and also us as individuals. We got some wonderful things y'all's getting ready to do with us. Okay? That's all I have. Any questions, comment? You had anything a little good? We good, everybody? Okay. All right. That's all I have. Let's pray. Father, y'all, we bless you. We thank you that we have been put in the position to call in the question by being able to see clearly. We thank you that we examine our lives on a daily basis, and our goal is to please you, and because of that, we are in the position to honestly judge ourselves and also people that we come into contact with and even circumstances. And we know that everything that we do it in righteousness, because the bottom line is that you may be glorified in us. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.